As the scripture was read and as we celebrate Mother's Day today, I would like to share how our mothers connect us to the Lord. I know fathers, it is our responsibility, as the scripture shares the father's place, but think about it. Mothers, you have been there. You've always connect the family to the church and to the Lord, and I want to give you thanks and praise. Thank the Lord for that. And God knew that when he was talking about us as even his children connecting with him. It is amazing how valuable grapes can be. It is a $40 billion business every year in the United States. Americans this past year bought 267 million cases, drank 800 million gallons of its fruit. And the number would increase every year, I'm sure. Wineries and vineyards are the second most popular tourist attraction in California after Disneyland. Could you imagine that? The United States is the largest retail wine market in the world. As important as the economical value of this wine is, Jesus gave this example. When Jesus spoke about vineyards, the people of Judea knew what he was talking about because this was their crop. It was an industry that had been carefully cultivated throughout the centuries. It was crucial because it was a cash crop and so vital. So Jesus here talks about, I am the vine, he says, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will even more be more fruitful. Jesus identifies some characters in this passage of scripture as he shares, God is the gardener, okay? And Jesus himself is the vine. And we are the branches, okay? The gardener only has one concern, and that is he wants the branch to bear fruit. Bear fruit. Fruit, simply put, is the character of Christ, isn't it? The character of Jesus is the fruit. And that is all that God, as the gardener, wants to see happen. Donald Gray Barnhouse tells about a grapevine in Hampton Court near London that is about 1,000 years old. Some of its branches are 200 feet long. And its single root is at least 2 feet thick. Because of skillful cutting and pruning, that one vine produces several tons of grapes every year. And even though some of the smaller branches are 200 feet from the main stem, they bear plenty of fruit because they are joined to the vine, the main source, which gives life to produce those fruit. Abide in me, as I abide in you, Jesus says. Apart from bearing fruit, a branch has no purpose, no purpose at all. In other words, a branch finds its purpose and its significance in bearing that fruit from that vine. When you are connected to the root, you will bear fruit. You will bear fruit if you are connected. Isn't that a beautiful analogy? If we are not connected, there is no fruit. There is no fruit. So God wants us, God is the gardener. He wants to see fruit. In verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, and apart from me you can do nothing. Apart from Jesus, we cannot do nothing. It is interesting that I was visiting the Mohawk District last week, and I was in Utica, and Sung Ho, the district superintendent there, took me on a tour, and we were visiting different churches, I said, okay, show me the churches in Utica. I mean, Utica is a big, it's a large city or town. And Sung Ho looked at me and said, there's no churches. There's no United Methodist Church in Utica. And I said, I mean, this is a big town. And there is no United Methodist Church. And he said, well, just wait, I'll show you. So, you know, here we are downtown. I mean, there are a few other churches. He drove and he parked. We came around a large church. And then we pulled in their parking lot. And he said, well, this used to be the United Methodist Church. And I go, wow, nice building. I mean, it looked redone, you know, an old church, stained glass and all, looked redone. And then I suddenly realized it was the mosque. It was a mosque. And my heart sank and I said, you mean we didn't bear fruit? He said, no, we did not bear any fruit in this city. And then we drove along to another church, and he said, this church is closing. This United Methodist Church is closing. My heart sank again. When you are connected to the root, Jesus, you will bear fruit. That's the promise. That's the promise Jesus gives. When we are connected to Him, we will bear fruit. In other words, you know, what makes a person a Christian is all about being connected to Jesus, isn't it? How would we know that we are connected to Him? We will know by our fruit. We will know by our fruit. They will know that we are Christians by our love. We sing that. In the south, as you go, you could see Spanish moss. You know, it grows over oak trees. And you could walk up to it, the low-hanging branches, and reach up and pluck those Spanish mosses right off the tree, because it is not organically connected to the tree. And sometimes I wonder, with us as Christians, you know, we might be growing, but are we connected to Jesus? Are we connected to Jesus? We might grow like Spanish moss or other plants that grow on such trees, but we do not have any roots. The question for us to ask is, well, before we look at the church and all that, am I producing fruit? Am I bearing fruit? Is our church bearing fruit? Jesus says again, for apart from me, you can do nothing. You can do nothing. Yes, you can be an organization, but you cannot bear fruit. The gardener is God. The gardener walks down the field and tends to the plants. And the scripture says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And I looked that up. What does he mean by take it away? The commentary says, at this point, taking away is, you know, sometimes the fruit gets so heavy and it starts reaching the ground. And then it touches the ground, it gets so dusty, and it quickly rots. You know, grapes are not, you cannot let it go to the ground. You know, it's just not like your vine, your pumpkins and cucumbers. I mean, they're okay on the ground, but the grapes need to hang. So the gardener goes and he puts stakes, maybe, you know, props us up. And he also, as I did the research, it said also he pulls some of those branches out so the grapes will be able to get the sunlight. So it could be more vibrant. So many times things happen to us where God is simply trying to pick us up from the dirt and muck and lift us up and put us in the best places we can possibly be, where the sun is shining, that we may get some sun rays and produce and bear fruit. All he's trying to do is position us where we can bear the most fruit. And sometimes those are painful experiences, isn't it? You know, propping us up on a stake. We might not want to be propped up. Sometimes we rebel. You know, sometimes you pick the little branch and you try to navigate, and the branch just goes back. I mean, you know, when you do gardening. We want to go back, but he props us up. Then the second way a gardener maximizes the fruit of the branches by pruning. Pruning. That's the painful process. I saw Gus Wachowski pruning all the shrubs here, and I thought, oh my goodness, he's almost killing the plant. But then I walk out now and I see new sprouts and it is coming up and I go, oh, Gus knew what he was doing. The gardener knew what he was doing or she's doing. Pruning is painful, isn't it? Pruning hurts. Pruning cuts. Remember this, whenever the gardener is pruning the branch, it is because he considers the branch important and he wants to maximize the fruitfulness of that branch. We get the idea sometimes that the troubles and the trials and the heartaches and the difficulties are signs that God doesn't care. When in reality, they are signs that God does care. God does care. If he didn't care, he won't be pruning you. He'll just leave you alone. You could just fall on the ground and rot. No, he is so caring. He wants you to bear fruit. Remember this, somebody said it, and I don't remember who, but it said, the hand of the gardener is never closer to the branch than when he is pruning the vine. Isn't that something? The hand of the gardener is never closer to the branch than when he is pruning the vine. You know, those painful times, those heartaches, Jesus is by us. God is right there, leading us, guiding us, taking us to that next phase. So abide in him. Don't worry, just abide in him. That's what the next passage of scripture says. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me, says Jesus. You cannot force a branch to produce fruit. Have you tried to make it happen? You can't command a branch to produce fruit. That is why nowhere do you find Jesus ever telling us to go out and produce fruit. Our job is not to produce the fruit. Our job is to bear fruit. The way you bear fruit is by staying connected to the vine. That's why Jesus tells, abide, abide in me. Do you get the picture? You can't make fruit. You cannot manufacture fruit. Well, maybe today they could, but I don't think so. And you cannot manipulate. All you can do is bear. Abide. Abide in me. I drink strong tea, so when I put my tea bag, I let it brew, brew for a while. You know, sometimes Rebecca looks at it and goes, oh, it's just so strong. And that's how I like it. And I'm thinking of the analogy that, you know, the water, and when you put the tea bag, the longer you leave it, the color gets darker and darker and darker. You know, the tea is stronger. Isn't that how it is with us, with our lives? You know, Jesus as the tea bag, you know, when you just dip him just on a Sunday morning and take him out, it'll be very light. But you let him seep. Let him brew. Let him brew through your life. Let him soak. You can soak in, that you may bear My friends, Christ is calling each one of us. Jesus is calling us to allow us to let the Holy Spirit do what He needs to do, to prune, to put stakes, and especially in this transition, abide in Him. Pastor Kevin will come and be your new pastor. He will lead you, but you abide, continue to abide, continue to be part of this fellowship so that you may reflect the love of Christ in this community and around the world, so that people will know and see that you are bearing fruit. Your fruit will touch their lives, and they will enjoy the love, your compassion. Again, empowered by God's Holy Spirit, be His hands and feet to serve one another. May the Lord help us to bear fruit and be His disciples. Amen.